Chapter 1. November 2019. I was hanging the last of the paper chains in the shop window when the phone rang. If it had been my mobile, I'd have let it go to voicemail, but it was the shop phone, so I let the paper chain drop and walked to the counter to answer the call. Taylor's Bookshop, Megan speaking.
Ah, Miss Taylor, it's Philomena Bloom here.
A loud, posh female voice boomed down the line and I held the receiver away from my ear a little bit.
Who? Philomena Bloom,
the woman repeated impatiently as though I was meant to know who she was.
Zonder Stone's agent,
she went on. I could almost hear the woman rolling her eyes.
Oh, of course, I said. I'm so sorry, you just caught me at a bad time.
You'd think I'd remember a name like that. A normal person would have asked me if they could call back at a more convenient time, but Philomena Bloom bulldozed on regardless.
I'm checking up on the details for Mr. Stone's book launch next week, she said.
Of course, I said again, cringing inside as I crouched down behind the counter to find the shop diary. I really needed to get more organised and get the diary online, along with the ordering and stock-taking systems. Missy had been nagging me to do it for months, but there was something so comforting about a paper diary, and I was reluctant to let it go.
Friday the 29th, Philomena went on. 7 for 7:30.
Of... I managed to stop myself saying of course for the third time.
Yes, everything's organised, I said instead,
even though I wasn't sure about that at all. I was used to organising book launches, author readings and all sorts of other events at the bookshop. How else could we keep it running? But Xander Stone's launch was the highest profile event we'd ever hosted, and I wondered if I'd bitten off more than I could chew. The man who'd self-published a book about the ghosts of North Yorkshire was one thing, but Xander Stone...
Because Mr. Stone is very particular...
While my mind had been drifting, Philomena had been bellowing, so I forced myself to concentrate.